Into Those Eyes. Into Those Eyes is a light-hearted story poem about infatuation. The protagonist is a middle-aged woman who is smitten by a handsome stranger. How does her haunting infatuation change her life? Set in the backdrop of Goa, this interesting tale about human expectations and responses has a twist in the tale. Read on, listen in. This story is read to you by Vasanthi Vasudev. Into Those Eyes. I looked at him for the first time in the fish market in the narrow lanes by the sea at Maposa. The seasoned fisherwoman was artfully throwing slightly stale fishes into his basket. His innocent eyes could not see into her stealthy ploy. He waited patiently for her to sort out the worst and toss them in. I witnessed the drama with interest and felt a little sad for him. But he seemed quite merry. Donning a bright printed shirt, green palms splashed on orange, fluorescent and bold. He was tall and muscular, his colored hair brushed back, fell lush and heavy on his sturdy nape. Standing just behind, I could see his inverted, pyramidish back in full. I heard his voice, low-pitched, bass and baritone, when he asked for the price and handed in what was asked without a bargain. I saw his face only when he turned. Long eyes, snub nose, full lips. I could not look into his eyes as he fleeted a glance at me, mumbled a good morning, bowed his head in half a curtsy and left. The scene at the fish market, his shirt, his hair, his face and all, they rotated in fast motion and kept dizzying me like a bee in a bower circling for more nectar, heady. That night, I had a dream. He and I, on the beach, nudging close, stepping into each other's footprints, sharing coconut water with one straw, me stroking his flying hair and tucking it under his cap, he pulling me towards him whenever a big wave leapt at my feet, and me falling fast onto his chest and flinging my arms around his neck. The dream soaked into my days and made me want to shut out my reality, to close my eyes and to savor the scene again and again and again. He haunted me, to say the least. I darted to the fish market and hovered around the same shop. Almost every day, even when I had no fish to buy, where was he? Then one day, when I had almost given up, I saw him in the long narrow lane walking towards me. But there were dozens of men and women, people and things between us. I wanted to fly past and find myself in his arms, but how could I? As he passed me, he half looked at me. I grabbed the moment and in a shaky voice I said, "Hello, we met at the fish shop on that Friday. 2 weeks back, I was standing just behind you." He gave half a smile. Was he laughing at my nervousness or at my eagerness? Yes, I think I saw you. You're going to buy fish? I quickly moved my fish-laden basket to the other side and nodded my head in an excited yes. At the fish shop, I took charge. I ignored the fisherwoman's cheating hands and chose the best from a large basket and filled his. He looked happy. The next time we met at the shop, he let me pick his fare. Slowly, over a couple of shopping meets, I gathered that he had moved to Maposa from Mumbai. He was around my age and looking forward to a retired life. He did not speak of his family and I did not dare to ask, although I was dying to know. Was he too a single like me? I was too afraid to even guess, lest he was not. I got to know that he lived in one of those newly built cottages a little away from the beach, amidst coconut palms, mango and cashew groves, but he never invited me to his home. When I looked at him, maybe gaping-eyed, taking in every feature, he never met me in the eye. He shifted his gaze away from me, away from my eyes. When the fish filled his basket, he was quick to bid goodbye and leave, as though he had kept a flight waiting. I still would not give him up. He continued to possess me for some unknown reason. By now, I was quite fed up of my thoughts, quite disgusted with myself and my obsession. Still, unable to console my yearning heart in what had become set habit, I was at the fish market that Friday too, like every other, at the same hour. My heart leapt and my eyes shone when I saw fluorescent green drawing close. He was there. He greeted me with a beaming smile and said, "Will you help me with the fish?" He sounded excited. I could sense his happiness in his voice and gait. I mirrored his expectations and zoomed to cloud nine. I had won him over. I was over the moon. And that was when he excited, chirped, "This is the last time I will buy fish here. I'm going back to Mumbai. I seem to like it out there, like Versova to Mapusa." My heart almost stopped. My hands dropped dead, like the fish in the net. I quickly plucked all my castles from the air, hid them under my pride, and heard myself say, "Oops, so sorry, I have to rush. Someone important is expecting me." I plastered a weak smile and managed a fake wink. I tried to dodge his eyes, but I could not. His eyes met mine, a powerful pull. For the first time I saw him looking into my eyes, absorbing me in full with interest. Was it a little too late? Or had I said too much too early? Had I moved away before time? He stood lost in me while I dragged my steps away from him, leaving the fish lying in the baskets, silent and cold, waiting to be sold.